opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and it is a Monday, April the 24th, 2017. We have a live show for you today, and definitely looking forward to speaking with you all and sharing this great show that we're going to have together. And you can easily reach us at any time on the network by giving us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue and definitely we'll bring you up. I do not like to keep any of our callers waiting at all. So give us a call at any time during the show. We'd love to hear from you. That's what makes this show go. It makes it a whole lot easier on us because we get to interact. It's a whole lot easier by doing it that way, because then we can interact with you and continue to grow from there. So be a part of the show at all times. It's so important. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So this is what you know. So definitely give us a call at any time. Okay, so what we're going to do, everyone, we're going to start today's show off by everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. And that can be very easily done. No excuse needed. No matter how big or how small, your overall financial contributions are greatly appreciated. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see on the website, you'll see on the front page, the home page, you will also see a donation prompt that's there on the far right. You can see it in green, the holding hands that are there. Just hit that and follow the prompts. That will lead you into where you can give some of your financial energy to keep this overall network growing and strong, and so that it can be here in the future and develop into a much more, much, much more of a network that fulfills some of the needs that you all have. We must feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit from the tree. So you, however big your donations, big or small, the network greatly appreciates it, and the network definitely it needs it so it can continue to go on. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, while you're there on the homepage, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet, and it is known as BTR Community. It's the only place that I post over this weekend, actually, that was, it broke my getting off of FedBook, but I will be getting off of FedBook really soon. Just had to do some things there on FedBook, but this is a better place because you won't be adversely affected by being a part of Black Talk Radio, a BTR community that's brought to you and sponsored by Black Talk Radio Network. It's a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your regular social media activities, which so many have become addicted to and spend more time on that than they ever thought they would or maybe even should. So, and, you know, what you could do is just come on over to BTR community and actually develop and strategize and be a part of the different solutions that we need. And we are definitely going to need some workers. Many will not have jobs, meaningful jobs in the future, but there will be much, much work that needs to be done. Come on over, establish the collective prudence so that we can grow and establish ourselves, our community, and our families in a position of advantage. You can do that by coming over to BTR community, and we're going to start to strategize some things. We want to talk about that today before we get into what's in the news. So BTR community is a social media outlet. There's only $24 a year, and you can engage in that. So check that out there. Also, if you would like to save as a lady or a gentleman, as a king or a queen, you can do that with us at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, prosperitymint.com. Make sure you email us first at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me, 951-790-8330. And why would you want to acquire precious metals? Because it's real money, and it is going to be critically important that you have real money as the monopoly money starts to lose its confidence when no one will start to accept it. And that is definitely happening, and we're going to be talking about some of that in the coming shows. So very, very important. Come on over to Prosperity Mint and acquire some of the precious metals. Take the precious metals class. Speaking of the precious metals class, we have a accelerated program for the precious metals. That's $100 for the four, $100 for each of the segments. So in total, it's four classes. So let me rephrase that. It's $400 for the accelerated classes of the precious metals. That's all of it. I mean, just for the precious metals, the accelerated classes. And it's basically $100 per hour for each session. And there's four sessions in the first segment. If you would like to be a part of that, you can also text me or email me. Text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And in that, you will learn how to gain interest, how to properly leverage. You'll learn to do to the market what the market is doing to everyone else, and you will learn some historical, very important historical truths, and that will set up your overall positioning for making sure that you are self-determining and sovereign in your overall decisions. There are ways and things that you should be that you may want to know and that you need to know, and the precious metals has everything to do with it in so many ways and so many fashions. So definitely you can reach out to us. To me for that, 951-790-8330. Also, we will have the precious metals and the preparedness classes that we will kick off in May. And we'll kick those off in May. And those will be $40 a month. And what we'll do is we'll be doing two classes a month for the preparedness. And we're going to be structuring that out for you all. If you'd like to be involved in that, and that is also going to be assimilation of the precious metals and the preparedness class, okay? In the $40 a month class, it's not the accelerated class at all, but it is some important precious metals things that you should be know and want to engage in. So you can definitely do that, okay? So just reach out to us at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. Now, just before I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, now, just before we get into what's in the news, I am looking for, and I would love for, to pick up a co-host with us here on Tando Radio Show. Particularly, I would love for it to be a woman. Because it's, I think that that's a very, very important perspective that's needed. That's a very, very important nurturing spot in strategical thinking that needs to be a part of Tando Radio Show. But also, if there's a gentleman that would like to be a part or co-host with the show, definitely I'm open to having two other people, but I definitely want a woman's perspective into, from, especially if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, or if you are a prepper and a geopolitical buff, definitely would love for you to be a part of it. It does require some a commitment. We're on Monday through Friday. Wednesdays is Brother Davis day, but we're on Monday through Friday. And that is something that we're looking for, and we're going to be growing this as we start to expand into where we're actually going to be doing classes throughout the country. This way we can help develop and sponsor even more here on Black Talk Radio Network and get it to where it needs, but also we're going to establish a where we can actually build, and this will be what we will, this will, if it's this, if this is your passion, this is a part of the thing that you could be doing, and ultimately earning a living wage or a living standard of living from it, as we start to go around and to get our community as prepared as we possibly can be. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a woman, to a sister, to come on and be a part, a co-host on the show. It just requires that you do some research and bring some, you know, bring a very necessary point of view from a woman's side. There's a bunch of you that could do it, but it's a matter of can you commit to it is really what it comes down to. And ultimately, in the future, it will be a vocation that happens to be a part of your living wage as well. So definitely looking forward to that. But I'm not going to just close the door to another gentleman, but preferably I would want to have a woman first, a female, excuse me, I hate to say female, because a woman to come on, a sister or a woman to come on first, then bring in possibly another person, a woman or a male, to Tando Radio Show as co-host. That would be a good thing. So think about it. If you're interested in it, definitely reach out to me and text me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330. And I will just say to you that we are moving in some very, very strategically important places. You know, one thing is that a lot of people will do, and I will hope that those of you that really are sincerely considering this is because you're considering this not from the standpoint of a monetary wage, but that is definitely going to come, and you might be quite surprised at what that overall monetary wage would be. But we'll, you know, this has to be something that you're passionate about, and that will speak for itself. It really, really will. So I'm just looking for someone that is sincere. If you've been listening to Tando Radio Show or not, that is not a requirement, but it definitely does help. Would love to hear from you. I know there's a lot of people that would, and that you all could fulfill it. I have some people in mind, but I'm waiting for them to actually, say, hey, yes, I'll do it. My sister, Deborah, that's, you know, you're definitely, if you would like to do something like that, reach out and let me know. That would be very, very cool, because Deborah definitely has. But a lot of you have a keen sense of what's been going on. So just if you're interested in that, and or if you are a if you're a brother or a gentleman that would like to do this as well, let me know if it fits with your time schedule and everything else. But primarily, first, I'm looking for a unique perspective to bring more depth to the overall show for you all as we start to grow. So, but I am not excluding any brothers from this whole thing. So hold on one second. I have got to take this. Scotty, could you hold on to this for one second? I got to take this one second. Don't want to have dead air. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to us, 951-790-8330, or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Very, very important. And, you know, let me just say this. I totally forgot to... Brother Bragg, definitely, with or without that female president, if that's something that Brother Bragg would like to do, definitely, if you have the time. And, you know, because of what time we come on in a day, it makes it a little bit difficult. But if this works within your time schedule for some people, for those of you that may be interested, let me know, and we'll put it together. And if it's a bunch of different people, we'll look at how we could do it from the different perspectives and bringing that, because I think it's very important for us to be diverse in our overall capabilities and our views to help the community, our families, and ourselves as much as we possibly can. So that's what I'm looking to do. Please reach out to me if that's something that you would like to do, Strategic Melanin. So definitely. Okay, so let me get into what's in the news. Let me see really quickly. I'm going to jump in here. First article. I'm changing this. I'm going to start going from the top to the bottom, because it just works a little bit better. So we're going to start, for those of you that follow along, usually I start from the bottom up. And so now I'm going to go from the furthest that we put in the morning to now. So this was like 10 hours ago. We put this inside of Tando Radio Show. First and foremost, today's show, with turbulence and dangerous looting. Oh, man. Sorry about that. Lunacy. Demonic rituals will unmask. That's today's show, with turbulence and dangerous lunacy. Demonic rituals will unmask. And what do I mean by that? The thing, man, the overall events that we are going to start to see is going to be turbulent, and is going to be crazy. Demonic rituals will make themselves known to many here. And we need to thoroughly be prepared for that. So that's what today's show is. First article that we posted from Foxless News. This one comes from, it came from Fox, and it's talking about the government shutdown and how from White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney declines to say Sunday whether President Trump will insist Congress in including money for a border wall and a spending bill or risk a government shutdown later this week. We don't know yet. And this is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, because we talked about this a month and a half, 2 months ago. We said that there is going to be a government shutdown, and they're going to look at all the different reasons and why to have one, because the U.S. is economically broke and unsustainable. And it's starting to rear its face. It's the tyranny from this that is going to be coming is going to start to make itself known by way of austerity and from other measures. Austerity meaning what you paid for in services by your overall tax, your fees from taxes are no longer going to benefit you, which it really hasn't been benefiting you at all. The overall, what the tax pool actually pays to the overall taxpayer is probably just as, is equal to the value of the U.S. dollar. The value of the U.S. dollar, since it was created in the current dollar since 1913, is roughly 98% of its purchasing power. So basically about 2 cents. And that's probably what you all receive, probably even less than that from your overall tax pool fees. So this is going to definitely explode. This is going to, in my opinion, is going to be a very, very important piece because, and we're going to touch on this if we have time today. Next article. This one came from Reuters. And I said, next move could be military strike now. This one from Reuters. U.S. Vice President Pence, let me pull this up because I couldn't see it. It didn't load properly here. U.S. Pence trims Asian trip to deal with domestic priorities. Vice President, celebrity figurehead Vice President Pence trimmed Asian trip to deal with domestic priorities. I knew there wasn't going to be any military strike while this celebrity figurehead person was there. And it says U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, top right, waves from the top of Air Force One as his wife, as he and his wife and daughters step forward to depart Sydney, Australia. So the celebrity figurehead was over in Asia for the since last week, and I knew that there was going to be no military strike then, but all of a sudden, that trip was cut short. Time to come back. And you'll see why, in my opinion, we are moving towards a military engagement in multiple places. It won't just be in South Korea. So check out that article. Next article, posted this one from Reuters. Carriers heading towards Korean waters as Trump calls leaders. This is very, very important. And this one. Oops, let me close this one out. And it says, South Korea said on Monday it was in talks about holding joint military drills with the U.S. aircraft strike group as U.S. President Donald Trump called the leaders of Japan and China amidst fear North Korea could conduct another nuclear test. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Putin falsification, manipulation of history leads to global disunion. This is what Putin said. Falsification, manipulation of history leads to global disunion. Falsification of history leads to global disunion in the world. And it was fought with huge risk, Russian celebrity figurehead President Vladimir Putin said at a meeting. Of course, unfortunately, there are others that approach to history when they try to turn it into a political and ideological weapon. What's that? The purge of the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, this is what this is in the Western way of doing things. This is huge and is going to be the overall direction, global direction. This was done at the Arctic territories of dialogue international forum that was that Putin was at. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Florida Senate. Let me pull this one up real quick because this one has to, 1 second. This comes from FloridaSenate.gov, and it is House Bill 337 Internet Access. They are going to be changing and monitoring, and they are going to be controlling the internet even more. Definitely, you need to watch this and see what's going on. Here's what it says in this Florida bill that's going to be the legislation for censoring of alternative media outlets. Internet access prohibits covered businesses from manufacturing, distributing, or selling certain devices unless devices contain active and operated filters that block internet access to specific types of sexually orientated material, prostitution, assassinations, lewdness, and human trafficking, provided for injunction with relief for violations. I'm going to stop right there. All of these things, all of the governments are doing themselves, are thoroughly. You know, when they talk about organized crime, you're talking about with a government regalia in it. That's what organized crime is. And you look at all of these things that they're trying to prohibit so that they can manipulate the overall, have the monopoly on that malevolent activity. Those crimes against humanity, that's who's committing these things, and this is why they want to regulate the overall. And I say, well, they probably definitely could, because you got to remember something. They created it. They created it, so they control the patent on it. So very, very important. So check out that article as this gives you a heads up that they are going to try to get rid of you knowing different things outside of their mainstream media agenda. Next article. This one comes from USA Today, and it says Fed finds sales issues with Wells Fargo. How many whistleblowers did the Fed ignore in the Wells Fargo case? About 700. Wells Fargo also failed another banking stress test. And this is not just them, but it's all of the banks are definitely in major trouble, will not be able to withstand an economic crisis. Next article comes from KatunaNet.com, and I said thanks to my man Kevin for sending me this one. Very, very important article, has a lot to that we need to be taking a look at. And this article is about just the headlines on this one. Critical. World Bank, AIIB signed cooperative framework. And AIIB stands for the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The World Bank signed a memorandum of understanding, a MOU, with the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, to strengthen cooperation and knowledge sharing. It was announced yesterday, Sunday, April the 23rd. The MOU was signed by WPG President Jim Jong Kim and AIIB Lin Quinn, provides an overview framework for cooperation in the common areas of interest, and it pays the way for the two institutions to further enhance coordination at the regional and country level, the World Bank said in a statement. Let me stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this tells you that your U.S. dollar is done. Finito, the world is ready to move on. This is a very significant, in this one paragraph, it is going to totally change the way your standard of living is here if you continue to think and continue to live under the falsehood that the United States is a wealthy country and it could never go down economically. When it falls, it's going to drag you with it. Here's the thing. It's going to throw you down so it can brace and break its fall. It's going to crush you. It is going to crush you, and the rest of the world is ready for that overall engagement. So let me finish this, because this is one I definitely want to read. It's very short. On this occasion, Kim said, the group said, working closely with our partners at the Asian Infrastructure Bank since the inception, we're already financing projects together, and I'm delighted to further strengthen our partnership, he added. He affirmed that the collaboration between development institutions is essential to making the best use of scarce resources, crowds in the public sectors, and meet the rising aspirations of the people we serve. For his part, the AIIB president said that the signing of the MOU fits our vision of a new kind of internationalism. And what is it that means? That means that they are going to get rid of all of the protectivism. Who is the most protectivism country on the planet right now? Would be the United States and all of its allies that will continue to attach itself to the United States, which won't be many, if any, at all. This is significant because the World Bank is signing up with AIIB, which means they're signing up with China and Russia and the BRIC nations, and the ASEAN nations will go along with it. That's the whole world. They don't need the United States. What they'll do, smash the United States and make the United States pay back war reparations and make the United States pay back for all the plunder that it has done. And ladies and gentlemen, that is going to fall on you, especially if you're not prepared. This is why this is so important, that we stop playing around and thinking that everything is okay because yesterday was okay. Yesterday wasn't okay, and tomorrow won't be either if you're not properly prepared. You may think that everything is okay because it didn't affect you yet, but see, that is something that is going to come and bite at a specific time, and when it does, it will be worse than a pit bull because it will not let you go. And because we've become so slowful and slewful in our overall approach, many of you will give up. Will just give up. Because that's what this system has made you, soft. It has made so many here soft. And that softness is going to, that's exactly what's needed to make into, to create and to break the free will, to break that warrior nature in you. And many have been broken to softness. So, has nothing absolutely to do with physical strength, has everything to do with sovereignty and self-determination and you realizing who you truly are. If you don't realize, really truly know who you are, your talents and capabilities, I'm sorry to say you're soft. And you follow orders. You're a soldier. Soldiers can never do what warriors think. A warrior always establishes self-determination, sovereignty, and prosperity at all costs, even if it's the smallest cost. Even if it's by the smallest means, it doesn't mean that you're going to be another Mansa Musa, that you're going to be the richest. It has nothing, but you will be as rich as Mansa Musa spiritually. You may not have the overall physical wealth by controlling assets, but you control the most important asset that there is, you. The most valuable thing that you control, not own, you control, because if you own it, many of us forfeit it and allow it to be repossessed. It's our own individual free will. And if you're able to give that up because of comfortability, that's because you're soft. Just the way it is. That goes for you, it goes for me, it goes for us all. And the system has made many, many soft, soft, soft. Put them to sleep. Boo-boo, put them to sleep. So, check out this article. It's very, very, very important. It tells you the economic direction. We'll probably come back to this if we have time today. So check out that article. Next article. And this one comes from RUD, redda.net. And it's RUDAW.net. I came across this one in just searching out what was going on in the world. And this one is a very, very important article because it goes right along with everything today. And this is the unfolding. This has everything to do with today's show. Here it is. Iraq asks U.S. for post-war reconstruction funds. Done deal. The U.S. is broke. The U.S. is debt ratio. Its income to debt ratio is over 103%. That's unsustainable no matter who you are. Whenever you have that type of debt to income ratio, that means your butt is broke and you will go into default. And now Iraq is asking the U.S. for post-war reconstruction funds. What does this mean, ladies and gentlemen? They're setting the overall pathway for not only Iraq, but then it's going to be for Afghanistan. Then it's going to be for here and there. And all the nations that the U.S. had colonized and forced and stole assets and resources from. This is going to be the precedence that is going to be set. This is where you are going to get the new Treaty of Versailles. But this one will probably be structured, the Treaty of Geneva that will be structured in 2018, 2019, because the U.S. is going to go to war, but they ain't going to be in the war for long because they're going to be annihilated relatively quickly. And it's going to be a painful annihilation. And in this new treaty, the U.S. will have to pay back reconstruction and war reparations to the rest of the world, which means that now your energy of your citizens will be stolen for a very long time, for generations, untied states of America. And this is where you're going to see the states secede from the Union. Even before then. But here's the article. Baghdad, Iraq. Iraq's foreign minister asked the United States to develop a financial plan for reconstruction of the country after ISIS, similar to a program developed for Western Europe after the Second World War. You hear what that was? Similar to a program developed for Western Europe after the Second World War. Ladies and gentlemen, that's, you know, Germany. It took, well, let me read on. In a discussion with the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy to the coalition, the individual stressed that stressed the need for a collective support from the international community to contribute to reconstruction of infrastructure after defeat of terrorism. Reading a statement from the Foreign Ministry office published after their meeting, Jafar suggested the adoption of, here it is, listen to this, the adoption of a project similar to the Marshall Plan, which contributed to rebuilding Germany after World War. He emphasized advocating the strategical framework signed between Baghdad and Washington. The statement detailed the Marshall Plan, passed by Congress in 1948, saw the United States commit funds that eventually total over $12 billion, roughly $123 billion today, for rebuilding of Western Europe ravaged by war. Now, here's the whole thing with that. Germany had to pay back war reparations, and they didn't finish paying those war reparations until 2014. With all of the overall manufacturing capabilities and all of the economic wherewithal of Germany, it took Germany that long. This is going to be far worse, because Germany was never the world currency of the world. It was never the petrodollar. It was never the petrodollar reserve currency of the world. It was never that. This is going to be a disaster economically, because this is starting the framework where the U.S. is going to have to. And I'm going to say this. Many would say, yeah, make the U.S. pay, but not knowing that that means you. That means you. That means all of the infrastructure for manufacturing is going to be coming back here, and they're going to make the people here, the citizens here, when there is no buyer of the debt, when all those countries are selling the treasury bills and getting rid of their dollars, there's going to be a buyer of last resort. That is going to be you. As well, they're going to tax the last. The government will own certain commodities, and they're going to have those commodities actually seized from them and repossessed from them. And your labor is one of those commodities. This is where it's going to be ugly. Everybody think, yeah, let the U.S. go down. Yes, it should be forward, but if we're not changing it and properly positioning ourselves, the system is brutal. This system is demonic. It is evil. It's not just going to play off into an emotional standpoint, because they put in emotional charges, debt charges, because their overall objective is to control, have the controlled demolition of everything. And this is where they're getting into your family and those of you who have yet not named, and you too as well. This is why you have to properly prepare yourself beforehand and know these things and to position yourself as much as you possibly can. Now, with that determining spirit and that determining nature, you can seize on the opportunities that will be coming. This is going to be when many here aren't really talking about. There are, I don't even, within even alternative media and preparedness, they're not even picking this up. The U.S. will go into default, but you will be the overall collateral that will be seized. Your energy. Because slavery is profitable. This is how it's going to be done, in my opinion. And they are going to be playing jobs that come back here. But they ain't going to pay you anything at all. So I think we have a call on queue. Not quite sure. Let me check. Yes, we do. Sorry about that. Let me get to this caller. Kind of heard him. Thank you for giving me a little heads up. Is my man Jerry. Jerry, what's going on, man? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Scotty? It's I just wanted to ask you this before you moved on to the next article.
Yes, sir.
We initially waved that flag for this to start happening, didn't we? When we was asking for reparations for the towers that we actually took down, but that was a staple mark for everybody else to start. Like, you know what? We do need to get some money back for everything that's happened to us. I want to ask you about that. I've been waiting for this to happen, so I want to know what you thought about that. And I'm going to mute myself.
Man, great point. Yes, it's there. And all of this has actually been working to this point, because what they did is they're following precedents. Precedence has already been set from World War I and World War II. And so what they do is that works so well. And remember, you got to remember, when you go back to Germany, prior to its economic collapse, that the U.S. collapsed them, because the U.S. had a depression here, and that depression totally decimated Germany, and that brought about the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, which is a cult group, not a political affiliated group. They're actually a cult. Same thing is going to happen here. It's repeating itself. In World War II, Germany lost the war, and they had to be funded by, and they had to go into a lot of debt. And who was the one that was securing that collateralized, or who was the lender? It was the U.S. So the U.S. had a economic problem, and Germany collapsed. Who holds the most debt for the United States right now? Who does the U.S. owe? China and Japan, particularly China. So what is China going to do? This is a strategic play. Check this out. They'll never be able to pay us back any valuable cash. So since they can't pay us back any valuable cash, what we could do is go in and take their valuable... You know what I was about to say. Let's take their valuable assets. And by doing that, that will give them even more economic strength of control of the economy than even the cash that they ever could have paid back. It is all a setup and a scam. So what is China going to do? They're going to have a major economic problem that's going to cause the overall complete economic collapse here in the United States. And it's all manufactured. This is what you do to maintain subjugation and enslavement. So yes, Jerry, that was definitely a part of it. And that is definitely in play here, which you had described with happened in New York. And this is definitely going to only grow. And the thing is that this is where it touches your home. This is where it touches you. This is where it touches your family. This is where it touches everything that you care about. And even though many are comfortable now, when the U.S. assets is taken, you won't be comfortable at all. You will have to work. Remember what they're doing in Venezuela. Remember what NDAA said. Remember what the Patriot Act said. They can force you into labor without paying you. What do you think? Why do you think they put that into existence? Because they're going to create the environment for that to happen. And what do? They have to announce the contractual law that they're under for everyone that is aware of it, and they can protect themselves accordingly. They tell you everything. So, man, Jerry, spot on, as always. And these are the things that is definitely going to start to unfold, and why you do what you do, why we do what we do. And this is where we need to start to come together. And I need to say this because Jerry reminded me. What we really need to do, Tando Radio Show listeners, we have a group called RDP, Real Deal Preppers. This thing needs to go everywhere now. If you are a Tando Radio Show listener in your area, you need to start to get with other people here on Tando Radio Show by way of VTR community and establish groups to where you can rely on each other, because that's where your help and your aid is going to be coming from. This is something that needs to be done now. This is something that needs to be done now. So wherever you are, if you're listening to Tando Radio Show, you need to drop social media, the mainstream media platform. Get on BTR. Establish, we can establish a wall or wherever you are, and just put what city you're in next to your name, whatever, and then each person from different cities, we could try to put it all together where people are, and you need to start to come together. What you've been taught about not trusting and everything else, they want that to happen so you'll be a lone island, so that you'll be the only one. You'll be isolate yourself because you're afraid, you can't trust. That, if I was on a regular radio show right now, I'd be out the pulpit and speaking to you straight from this right where we are. That crap won't work. It's going to destroy us. And if it destroys you, it destroys me. It destroys our family. It destroys our community. We need to really buckle down wherever you are. We got many listeners in LA, many listeners in New York. If you're in New York and you're not preparing, you need to get off your soft butt. And it's time for you to start to make yourself a little more vulnerable, because this overall situation that we're going to be dealing with relatively soon is going to expose everything that you've been trying to hide anyhow and expose it to the world. You're going to be completely vulnerable. Completely. You're going to be naked. So you might as well get collective prudence to get through this. Yes, there are some people that just don't do right. Well, within your overall groups and where you are, make sure that you're able to deal with that. Make sure that you're able to deal with that. You need to establish some cautious methods to establishing a collective prudence. Because if you just sit and wait, that is being slowful, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not putting energy into this stuff, it's not just going to come to you. I don't care how you pray, who you pray to, what ancestral help that you invoke, it won't happen because you lazy. You lazy, and the system has taught you to wait for somebody else to do it. Wait on this. Wait on that. Wait for the savior. Wait for the dreamer. Wait for someone else to do it for you. And the tsunami of turmoil that's coming is going to be what you're waiting on to sweep you away. So, wherever you are, if you listen to Tando Radio Show, it's not about me, and it's darn sure not about you. It's about us. It's about us positioning ourselves as a community, as a people, as a species, to have a different approach to the problems that we face. If we don't change our consciousness, the problems that we see, we use the same consciousness that's created the problems only get deeper and stronger. Everything that we've been taught, everything that you've been taught, has been a manipulative agenda to control, subjugate, and enslave you, all built in lies. In today's world, the truth is disgusting because we live by lies. The truth is the one that we shun away from, because we love to hear a lie. But there is a measure of truth that, regardless of how much we ignore it, it will not be moved by our ignorance. And that ignorance is that we have the capabilities to create a sustainable way of life. But if we choose to live by society's ruling factor, we squander those abilities and we lose them and we become the perfect slave. So the choice is yours. I've made my choice. I know there are many of you, I can look on the board. I know you all made your choice, but now there is not enough. We must do more. It is not a wishbone that's going to get us where we need to be. It's going to have to be from the work that we do. The energy that we produce from the free will decision that we made to be sovereign, free, and independent. And that is the most critical thing. To me, I firmly believe and I firmly live by. I care not about their threats anymore because I've gotten past that fear a little while ago. I have no fear of this or that anymore because I realize what I can create from my own free will. I can always create my own escape. My energy and my sovereignty is not anyone else's unless I choose to give it to them. And I've chosen not to give it to some industries, some corporations, and some individuals because they're not worth a darn. And because I made that choice, it was the most liberating thing I could ever do. It liberated me from the enslaved mind that was my greatest threat. I would suggest that we all do that because it's so, so important. So wherever you are, New York, we have a lot of listeners in New York. Get it together. Use this platform if you would like to use it. Create your own. Do whatever it is that you need to do, but don't just listen to this and then after you say, man, that was a good show. Man, I learned a lot on that one. Or I agreed with, or I didn't agree with, man, I ain't learned nothing there. Doesn't matter unless you put energy behind. And we put far too much energy behind the system that they created. We'll be watching that darn game tonight. We'll be sitting back, I'm tired from work and everything else. Yes, because that's the agenda. You have to be able to be sovereign. Don't give your job, regardless of what it is, all of your energy. Because let me tell you something about your jobs, your good government jobs. Your good corporate job. Let me tell you about your those falsehoods. They don't care nothing about you. They will continue to do their overall mandate because they put the energy behind it with or without you. You're not essential. The person that you should be essential to is all that you love. At some point, at some time, that job or that business is going to either fire you or retire you. Either way, they're going to get rid of you because you can't keep up. And we celebrate this pimping, this prostitution. And we celebrate this as something that's commendable. Wow. How enslaved we have become.
Half-priced cheeseburgers and Sonic. Where and everything
we rejoice in our captivity. Not us, not you, not me, not our community. And hopefully not our species. And the reason being is because there are institutions that are sincere. There are corporations that are sincere. There are governments that are sincere. But that really doesn't matter if you're not sincere. It all starts and ends with you. What are you creating, gods? Time to build your heaven that you can share with all that you love. Listen, We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. When we come back, we'll jump back into what's in the news. Then we got to get to today's show, and this is a part of today's show. So definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit us up if you can, if you would like, and we will be here, great creator willing, listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll definitely get back to you. My man Jerry, I don't know, I wasn't quite sure if Jerry was done. So if you were Jerry or if not, could jump back in. Wasn't quite sure if you were. So until then, let me see, let's get back into today's show. All right, so this is Iraq. The overall precedence is being set for the overall purge of the U.S. and how that is going to look, ladies and gentlemen, is going to look very bad for you, your family, and the overall community here. Next article from Sputnik News, India to create new defense doctrine based on challenges of new age war. Military intelligence. Top commanders of the armed forces and civilian governments have discussed the concept of new doctrines at length during the six-day armed conference. Commanders Conference held in New Delhi last week. They know where this is going, and the world is all preparing. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia warns against escalation as U.S. carrier group approaches Korean Peninsula. The Russian high-ranking diplomats stress escalation is unacceptable. What does that mean? That means that if the U.S. attacks North Korea, that's unacceptable. They're building a case against the world, against the United States, and falling for it, hook, line, and sinker, when what they're really building is a case for depopulation and more control of resources, and that main resource that they want. Yes, silver and gold is one of the most perfect forms of money, but do you know that your free will is an asset that can be monetized, which means it's money itself? It's not the perfect form of money. Got to tell you, it's not very valuable, yes, but it's not the most perfect form of money, but it's still a form of money. You are a form of money as an asset. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from globaltimes.cn. this is a publication that's run and put out by the Chinese government. And it says, Jinping, Trump discussed ties, Korean Peninsula situation over the phone. And there's a reason why there was a phone conversation. I'll get to it in a minute, but here you go. Chinese celebrity figurehead President Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Trump on Monday discussed today bilateral ties at the situation on the Korean Peninsula on the phone, pledging close contact through various means to prompt exchange views on major issues and common concerns, which means that they know major issues are going to be popping up pretty soon here. China strongly opposes actions that violate the resolution of the UN Security Council, says Ying says, adding China hopes that the parties concerned will exercise restraint and avoid actions that aggravate tensions on the peninsula. Why is that so important? Because China is tied to North Korea, if North Korea is ever attacked, China has to come to their aid. And I'll say this again. They have to come to North Korea's aid. I'll say it again. They must come to their aid. Why? History proved it. Look what happened in the Korean War. All of the rhetoric that you hear, this is the move. This actually could even be a strategical plan by China to default on the U.S. debt and to seize all assets in the United States and go to war with the United States to thoroughly annihilate their military capabilities and to make them surrender, which is going to be the outcome. Jinping noted that if the parties shoulder their duty responsibilities and meet each other halfway, they can resolve the nuclear issue of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. They say that because they know that's not going to happen, so that they can say that, hey, this is what we tried to do, but the U.S. pushed it, so this is what we had to do. Here's what they have to do. Why did they make that call today? Because all of a sudden, over the weekend, China changed its tune, which was always been the same tune anyhow. Comes from the Global Times as well. And it says, boundary line drawn over North Korea nuclear issue. And it came out on the 18th. And this is when celebrity figurehead Pence was there in South Korea. And what I want to do, let me just pull out the very, very important parts of this article. Very, very important. Basically, and I said that this was China smackdown. China smacked the U.S. down. They got the U.S. right where they want them because this is all theatrical play. And in that, let me just, one second. China has given off the appearance that they were going to be supporting the U.S. and everything else, and that's where celebrity figurehead Dump was praising that, and it's all a setup. Here's what's really happening. China put the smackdown on the 18th, and in this, they said that they, in so many words, said that they will be supporting, backing, and are mutually tied to North Korea. And they won't let the U.S. attack North Korea. And if the U.S. does attack North Korea, they will engage, not North Korea, but U.S. interests in the United States itself. And not only them, the Russians as well. We read the one article, what they said earlier. And this is what is being... this is what's meant. Here's the key. In this Global Times, boundary lines drawn over North Korea, nuclear issues. You got to go down and read it. And it's roughly a couple of paragraphs down. I'm going to read it. It starts with Beijing will cooperate. Beijing will cooperate with Washington, but watch this double talk. Beijing will cooperate with Washington and stick to its own principles. Right there. That's it. Beijing will cooperate with Washington and stick to its own principles. What is his principles? Its principles is that South Korea and North Korea must be unified, and then they must unify what? Taiwan. It's all a part of the plan. Beijing established its goals and cooperation in, Beijing's established its goal in cooperation efforts by restraining North Korea, developments of nuclear and ballistic missile. Once the situation subsides, Beijing will also likely enact strict measures on North Korea, such as banning petroleum exports. This is what they're saying in one thing, but actually doing something totally different. There is even the chance that Beijing could also say yes to a potential U.S.-imposed financial blockade against North Korea. They would never do that because that would mean that that will cause a massive border problem for China with North Korea, as people there won't be able to eat. They'll be running out of there. And not only that, you think that they're going to allow the U.S. Naval Armada to put up the necessary armada of war in the Korean Peninsula? Then what they'll do then after that is move right into the South Sea of China. They'll all be there already. Not stupid. So here it goes. Here's where it changes. However, cooperative efforts by China and the United States will under no circumstances involve any kind of military action against North Korea. Beijing will never support or cooperate with Washington when it comes to implementing situations that involve military use of force against North Korea. Nor will Beijing support increased measures from Washington that involve the direct overthrow of the North Korean regime. That was a statement of war. And then it goes on. Very, very important. It goes on. Oops. Move this down. The U.S. has not hesitated in the least to remind China that it hopes the country can utilize some sort of action in applying pressure upon North Korea, and should that not work, the U.S., along with its allies, will act by themselves to do the job, meaning they'll strike them. The underlying tone is clear that Beijing better pursue all conceived measures possible in order to make North Korea give up its nuclear programs, and that if that fails, the armies of the U.S. and South Korea will act as they see fit, and they're going to get annihilated. And we're going to talk about this today on the show. This is part of today's show. I meant to say that because this was a very, very important article that we needed to get to. So it goes on. U.S. should not stand for this so-called first stage, merely waiting for some miracle to happen. Sanctions from China, from Beijing, will not inspire instant change over North Korea's nuclear program. Moreover, if Washington is not willing to take a flexible stand that guarantees the security and peace, it starts warning and sanctions will probably push North Korea to resist it as best it can. As the old saying is understood, in order for a stick to achieve a desired goal, a carrot must first be used at the same time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, ain't no sticks and ain't no carrots that's going to work in this one, because the world is going to be using this, and the U.S. is in this position because they are broke. They don't have no carrot. They don't have no carrot. So I'm going to go on. This is very, very important. Goes on. Military action against North Korea is not an easy question to answer. If the blow... move this down. If the blow is light, North Korea military power would remain intact, and South Korea could potentially face a revenge act of some kind. One can only hope that Washington reaches out to Seoul for a second option. If the blow is too heavy, the Chinese people will not allow their government to remain passive. Here it is. When the armies of the U.S. and South Korea start a war and try to take down the North Korean regime, the Chinese will not let something like that happen, especially on the same land where the Chinese Volunteer Army once fought in the early 50s, the Korean War. It is a land covered with the blood of Chinese soldiers who bravely fought in the early 1950s. Furthermore, if North Korea was taken by the Allied armies of the U.S. and South Korea, it would dramatically change the geopolitical situation in the Korean Peninsula. They would have control of the South Sea of China. You think China's going to let that happen? No. And it will be by military ends that they will go to this. And we're going to definitely need to talk about this. And we need to get into today's show. I don't want to go back over some of the other things, and what's in the news is just too much. Check out this stuff. Roz has posted some good stuff, and as we have. Now, here's what where we need to start today's show, and this is going to be the setup. This comes from Business Insider. The entire U.S. Senate is headed to the White House for a briefing on North Korea. The entire U.S. Senate is headed to the White House for a briefing on North Korea. This came out today from Business Insider. Top Trump administrators officials will hold a rare briefing on Wednesday at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea, senior aides said on Monday. Today, all 100 senators have been asked to the White House for the briefing by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, and National Security Intelligence Dan Coats, and General Dunford, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, the aide said. Now let me read who's all there. Military, military, military. What does that tell you? It's a military option. How big is this military option going to be? And let me tell you something about North Korea. You can't just have no small military operation against them, because they're going to respond either way it goes. And how they're going to respond is the key. Let's go back to this article. Oh, so important article that is not being talked about, or I don't know, it may be being talked about. I really don't care. We need to talk about it, and we need to know here on Tando Radio Show, because the comfort level, the comfort zone is about to be intruded upon and collapse. The comfort zone that you live in here in the U.S. goes on. While top administrative officials routinely travel to Capitol Hill to address members of Congress on foreign policies and national security matters, it is unusual for the entire 100 members of the Senate to go to such an event at the White House, and for those four top officials to be involved. U.S. officials have expressed mounting concerns over North Korea's nuclear missile testing, and it threatens to attack the U.S. And it threatens to attack the United States and its Asian allies. Donald Trump criticized North Korea's continuous belligerency and said its actions was destabilizing during a telephone call with the president of China, the one we talked about on Sunday, the White House. And that's where Jinping told, in my opinion, from the system standpoint, you better not. If you do, we will defend them as well. And Trump says, you don't tell me what to do. We broke. And since we broke, we can't pay you. Since we can't pay you, we got to kill you. This is what happened when you can't pay your lender, when you're a nuclear power or you're a sovereign government. And if you don't pay them, they can destroy your economy and take everything you have. Meaning they could take and break down the system where you won't get this lavish lifestyle anymore as a politician. As a matter of fact, what will probably happen is that you will be offered as a sacrificial lamb, like they always do. So, President Trump criticized North Korea's... Oh, I read that one. Okay, the briefing will take place at 3 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. House aides said that they were working with the White House to set a similar briefing for the members of the House of Representatives. This is how you approach Congress for the authorization to get them ready for war. This is critical. This article is critical. It's telling. And what this means, and I posted it twice so that you would definitely pick it up. And what this means is very much. So check that article out. And then now, Russia is also putting military troops, going to put further military troops in Syria, and they're going to give Syria the ability to defend itself with advanced air defense systems. Russia is ready to give Syria needed missile systems. And who are they going to engage with the missile systems? Who just blasted on them? They're going to use it against Israel and the U.S. And this is where the world will turn into a global military confrontation. So this is where we are. So now let's talk about this. This is the unmasking of the demonic rituals, ladies and gentlemen, because here's the key. And, I meant to say today's the 24th and 25th. They're having that Gotham Shield that's going on. So those that are in affected areas of New York, be aware of anything that could happen from here into tomorrow. If the lights go out, ladies and gentlemen, know that they probably won't be coming back on And your overall ability to withstand and sustain yourself through that is going to be critical. Because if the lights go out, it won't be the test. It will be the actual simulated test that went live, as they like to do many times before. I don't know if they're going to do it this time because many people are aware of it. But then again, they really don't care anymore, and not many people are aware of it. So if the lights go out, and they will be going out, in my opinion, sometime today, a little later on today, because right now is what? 7 o'clock between now and 10 o'clock tonight or sometime tomorrow, if the lights go out, ladies and gentlemen, just know that it's real. It's not the drill. It is not the drill. And you better have an appropriate response for that. All right. So now, why is this the turbulent and dangerous lunacy, demonic ritual? That's going to be, what is that? What's the unmasking demonic ritual that will unmask? The demonic ritual that will unmask, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are going to cut off everything by way of war. And I want you to just think about this for a minute. I want you to think about how much the U.S. debt, the insustainable U.S. debt, affects your life. And then somebody would say, well, David, it doesn't really affect my life that much. Yes, it does. Do you have lights on in your house? That's off of the credit. That's off of credit. Do you have banking? Do you buy things at the grocery store? That's off of credit. Do you turn the water on at your home? Yes, that's off of credit. Do you get fuel for your vehicle to go to work and to go and to do and go watch the game and everything else? That is off of credit. Do you use a cell phone? That is off of credit. So before you think that the U.S. dissolving is economic collapse, dissolving not is not affecting you, is that's because you have no clue how deep you are into this. Did you eat something yesterday that was brought to you by the transit means of transporting goods and services via train, via truck, via plane? That is off of credit. Even if if you ate out of your garden, the initial seeds that you probably got it from was that it was delivered to you. That is off of credit. Everything you do economically related in this country is based off of credit because we are addicted to the credit system. And that credit system is about to expire. Those coupons are going to expire. That ability to get debt is going to expire. In Venezuela and soon in Puerto Rico, their lights are going to be on less during the day because they can't afford to keep the lights on. In Greece, they've been dealing with this for a while. Venezuela has been they've been dealing with it for a while. All it is going to take is for a short time for South Americans to go to this before they will have some major, major problems. Because you weren't built. You weren't reprogrammed and redesigned to work outside of this. It's so easy to look from where you are, the comfort of your home, and look at what's going on in the world and say, But pretty soon that is about to be a Everything that you do built off of credit. It's either your credit or someone else's credit that you're depending on. Very few live a uncredit sustainable way. It's not popular, it's not comfortable, and folks have walked away from it. It's not necessary. It's not the fad. And because of that, we put ourselves in a great position of disadvantage so that when they cut the lights out, ladies and gentlemen, they already know what the numbers are that is going to not even make it 3 months past them. They already got it. Mathematically figured out in the statistics of what they're going to be having less to deal with. They know that they are going to be thinning the herd by at least 75 to 85% in 90 days. And they keep showing and telling you how this can happen in a very subtle way. Here's what happens. Let's just go the way that they are showing you in mainstream media, because whatever they show you in mainstream media is not always the direction that they're going to go. That's the diversion. Maybe something else. But let's just go that way, because most of us don't believe anything unless cerebrally naive or Fox or whatever says it. So let's just go with the lies and the propaganda that they're pushing so that you can see that, oh, shoot. Say the U.S. attacks North Korea. What is North Korea going to do? Well, one of the most effective things is when you don't have the economic wherewithal is to have the technical ability to knock out your opponent that relies on all forms of technology. You think that the United States is as technically their ties to the their umbilical cord of sustainability is tied to technology, or is it one that's automated, an automated system, or a system that is based off, you know, not a digital system or just the everyday people working just based off of human capability or old school horsepower? No. The overall economy is based off of the algorithms that have been put together through technology. So with all of this so-called perceived false great wealth that this country has, if you're a country like North Korea, how do you destroy the elephant? Easy. You put a tack or a thorn underneath its feet, and its own weight will embed that thorn until infection and it gangrene and all kinds of infection sets in, and the leg is lost and the life of the elephant is lost. And what is that, ladies and gentlemen? Or to put a little bug in the system. And when they put a little bug in the system, I don't care who you think you are with the firewalls that you have. You didn't build this system. They did. And since you didn't build it, you don't know who really did build it. You're just using the overall space that's been allotted for you to work in. How does this whole thing really work? You don't know. They do. And if the ones that created, this is why it's so important for us to create things, because when we create things, we control. We know. We're dependent upon someone else being morally benevolent. And history has told us that never lasts for long. It's a setup. And as today will be a setup that will be read in history books, and the people from back then will look back at you and the people like us here and say, what was wrong with those people? How couldn't they tell that this was going to happen? Because they'll be removed from it. And hindsight is 2020. They'll look back and say, oh, they thought this couldn't happen. And they would say, how foolish could they be to think that they couldn't happen, because they're not here right now. because this cognitive dissonance is, and this normalcy bias is so strong here. Just because yesterday the light turned red, yellow, and green don't mean that it's going to work tomorrow. And it's not going to work for you. So, you're North Korea. The U.S. attacks you. Or even threatens to attack you. How do you destabilize any attack that they could do to make it mute? Easy. You cyber attack their vulnerable, weak infrastructure, and you take their overall strategical locations out one by one. Because once one part goes down, on the West Coast, you take the grid down from Texas, and you take the grid down in California, the whole western side of the United States will crash. Because of the overload. It's just like if you get hit in the eye. You may get hit in the left eye, and that left eye may go blind. Eventually, that right eye is going to shut down because of the stress and trauma, and all and also to take the pressure off of the system so that it can at least try to heal and reboot. The exact same thing is going to happen here. They've already tested the blackout, the effectiveness of blacking out, to see how many lights will go out and at what time frame will it take them to go out and how this will work. What is the methodology of this? They've been doing it for a long time, but we just thought, uh-oh, they just put the lights out. Everything is cool. Oh, we trust them. Oh, when y'all going to put the lights back on? Oh, thank you, you put the lights back on. Those were dry runs. When the lights really go out, and we believe whatever they tell them, and that's our biggest flaw. We wait to hear, we run to hear, well, what happened? And that gives them validation as soon as they speak. That's the gospel. And you know what? People might as well commit their whole life to their gospel and make sure they give their offerings. Because they treat their words like they're the word of God, of the great creator. They call it the word of God. So North Korea, all North Korea has to do is all it has to do is before all of this was set off, they knew that they were going they were going to have problems with the U.S. So what do? They plan 30 years in advance, 15 years in advance, 10 years in advance, 5 years in advance, 3 years in advance, 1 year in advance, 6 months in advance. They could have sent the overall capabilities to take down the grids, which they've already had dry runs. Why don't you look at grids being attacked? It's right there. They don't hide it from you. Because they know, or they don't need to hide it from you, because the overall general population is so blind that they don't see. They blind and you can't see. You need to wear some glasses like, okay, let me check. So what do? They've been practicing these dry runs. Why? To desensitize you to all things. And where you would say, oh man, that's not that. It's, you know, this is something. Okay. That's what always happens to people that have gone to sleep. But listen, oh man, we got to get ready to go over the commercial break. Missed it. Listen, everyone, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that I think that you should be preparing for. Thank you, Scotty. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I see my man Mel is there. I'm going to come back to you, Mel, when we get back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hit ** when you after you dial a number. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, and hit star, I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Strategic Melanie, check out the what I put in the chat for you. All right, so we got a caller in queue. Want to go back to this caller before we get back into the show. It's my man. Well, let me let him introduce himself because I'm not quite sure who what person is going to be. It's out of okay, my man. What up, brother? How you feeling? Who am I talking to today?
This Mel.
What's up, brother? How you feeling, Mel?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. What's Lil Mama doing?
Just studying a little bit.
Yep.
I went and called the electric company today to see if I could reinstate my opt-out.
Mm.
And I was told that that's no longer an option.
Say that again.
Yeah, I called him and I was like, yeah, I'd like to reinstate my opt-out for the smart meter. And she was like, sorry, sir, but that's no longer available. I was like, why is that? Well, it's just our system set up that way that we no longer offer the mechanical meters. So basically, I'm forced to have this. And I'm just thinking, you know, in this area, man, we have violent thunderstorms and, you know,
yeah,
tornadoes. Especially this time of year, you know, May is tornado month, real out here. So I'm just thinking, man, what plausible deniability? I mean, you know, they just wait for a big storm to come and just flick the button. And they can shut down grids, and I mean, you never know. I mean, it's just that easy, man. So that was just a thought I had. And,
Just definitely.
So much leverage.
And the actual smart technology makes it even worse, much worse. So you know, it's so funny they put this so called smart technology, but they didn't actually fortify the overall grid so that it will actually be able to withstand a EMP or a CME, right? Exactly. You know, instead of actually fortifying the system to where it can take a coronal mass ejection from the sun, because you know it could come. They could say that it came from the sun and it didn't come from the sun, because whose camera do everyone use to look at what's going on with the sun? They use NASA's. Never a straight answer. So it's crazy. So how would you know if that wasn't a picture from the sun 15, 20 years ago?
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. We just trust everything. And that's why we always wonder, well, maybe we try this. Maybe we try that. How about we walk away from the system? We ain't tried that one. So, yeah, man, this and with you guys, with the storms that you get,
I would suggest people maybe start investing, looking into solar power, man, because it's more reasonable than you think. So that's just a suggestion. And thank you for taking my call, man, and I'll mute my line.
For sure, brother. Much love, much respect. My man, Mel. So, all right, everyone, if you'd like to get in, anyone else, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star, I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring it up. So let's get back to, let me check, okay, cool, we're good. My man Jerry, did you need to jump back in, brother? Did you want to make a point?
No, I'm just listening right now, Dave. I'm at my daughter's soccer practice. I'm just keeping an eye on them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because it moved it around. Okay, cool. Thank you, Jerry. All right, so where we were last was talking about what all if they attack North Korea. And here's the thing is that North Korea had plenty of time to know already what's going on, to strategically place things in strategical positions to actually adversely affect. Because let me tell you something. This system is so vulnerable, and the people here are, and the system is so fragile, and our overall dependency on this system makes us so fragile that all it takes is for one major interruption. It's not even in today's world. You could say even with the overall just-in-time delivery system. If one thing goes down in that just-in-time delivery system, it shuts everything down, or a large portion of it. Imagine if it's been attacked with any form of success on multiple fronts. Can you say Katrina on steroids? And you already know how people would act here throughout the country. All of everybody, the preppers have been like, this is what we've been waiting for, and they will be going out and over-aggressively defending different things, and people would be, what's the first thing that people are going to do is run to the overall grocery stores and clean them out. And just imagine, if you were in North Korea, what would be the most effective way to deal with the United States as they send their armada to the Korean Peninsula? Is you engage in guerrilla warfare right here in the U.S. Game over. Giant loss. Giant down. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. And those overall guerrilla warfare tactics, what how exposed the overall infrastructure is throughout the U.S. is great. And we're seeing where there's some infrastructures that are now being protected by the military protection, so to speak. Because that gives a show that they are there, but in actuality, the system actually wants it to happen. Just imagine if North Korea, case in point, poison one or two reservoirs, and the overall method of poisoning those reservoirs wouldn't have to be extensive. How many of you have ever seen a reservoir, driven past one? How many of you ever fished there at the reservoir? How many of you ever went boating out on the reservoir? You get what I'm saying? So vulnerable. So vulnerable. So the overall infrastructure is ripe and ready, and it's the weak point. You don't have to fight the U.S. military on a battlefield. You can kill them at home. You can destabilize everything that they do at home. And then what would happen? That so-called wall and the overall destabilization here, North Korea could may kick off riots to where the system wouldn't be able to respond effectively. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's been so much anger and so much tension and so much negative energy that's built up. It is like just waiting for it to happen. And people are going to jump up and down and say, I'm glad I've been waiting for this to happen. Not knowing that the system has actually intimidated and antagonized and instigated you to have those types of feelings, because it best serves their objective of control. So North Korea could easily respond, and they are going to respond. But let's say they take a much bigger, more sovereign nation response. to where they deploy weapons. What can North Korea do? All North Korea has to do is start to shell North Korea and put chemical weapons or use a dirty bomb in one of those devices, and you have a nuclear reaction to that. Or you, who knows, or just to get one of their nukes off, or a smaller nuke off, or a small nuke that is able to be delivered into South Korea or into to Okinawa, Japan, or here or there. And once that nuclear device goes off, you on lockdown everywhere in this country. Everything stops. Martial law gets invoked immediately. Problem. Because the U.S. can't enforce martial law in this country. It's too big and it's too vast. What would they have to do? They would have to control the overall ingress and egression of resources that will be brought to you. And they would come up with all kinds of things as to why. And then little would they know. North Korea could actually send, if they possibly can, because if they've been saying that they possibly can, you already know that they're a nuclear nation, so what you messing with them for now? It's too late. It's too late. You got nukes, they got nukes. Sounds like a fair exchange to me. Means that there ain't going to be no war. See, the U.S. only wants to be able to have nukes so that it can wage war and to steal and pillage throughout the world indiscriminately. It's too late. North Korea and Iran have nukes. Why? Because you have them. And just from the standpoint of looking at it from the standpoint of the government standpoint, just even though I know we all know that they are all in bed together, it was very easy to bribe your scientists, your military personnel, and your logistical control people to sell a nuke, to transport, to give that type of technology. Here's the major problem with the U.S. because of its economic situation. It can't bribe the world no longer to be in favor of the U.S. because the U.S. doesn't have the overall economic standing. Its currency ain't worth nothing, and the rest of the world gets it as no worth nothing. So what are they going to bribe the international corporations with? Cash? I'll give you $1 million? $1 million is worthless. You got something that's valuable? Yeah. What do you got that's valuable? We got gold? Okay, we'll take gold. You give them gold, and then guess what? They still don't do what you ask. They say, get out of here. This is what happened. The U.S. can't bribe the rest of the world the way that they used to. This is why you see starting to see the pedophile rings starting to explode. Because the bribes don't work no more. Now everybody is starting to expose. This is how empires fall. So, what is it that you need to do? You should be preparing for that sovereign debt default that the U.S. has been through many times over. 1933, 71, in 2003 with Iraq, when Iraq came, said they weren't going to come off, they would come off of, they were going to sell their oil in euros. That was a debt default of the United States. And also when last month, when in March the 21st, when Iran said that they are no longer going to be using the dollars, and the other countries said they are no longer going to be using the dollar for their trade. What does that mean? That was a debt default for you. So very important. The U.S. is continuously going into a perpetual downward spiral of debt default. We got Brother Davis in queue. Want to definitely bring the Brother Davis up before we get out of here. We got 4 or 5 minutes left. Brother Davis, welcome and thank you for chiming in to Tendo Radio Show.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, brother.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man,
yes,
the show is off the hook, man. I just want to remind people that we're coming up on the Festival of Moloch. Those who don't know what it is, look it up. That way your diligence will open your eyes to the devastation that this country, or should I say, because Holiday puts our country through, as well as other countries just around the world. But what they do is the sacrifice of children. It's really
yes.
going to be getting out of hand, so keep that in mind. And another thing, there's a lot of things of what Dave was saying tonight, I want you to understand, that's directed at us. We have never had an international war on our soil. Brother Davis, I appreciate you, man.
Much love. Man, love you so much, Brother Davis. Thank you. And give my regards to Sister Davis. Yes, that is so true. This is definitely the season, and this is why you're starting to see what's going to happen. And let me tell you something about war. What war does is does what? It brings more orphans to the overall system of ritual sacrifice. This is what they're all about and always have been. So if you'd like, we've got 2 minutes left. If you'd like to get in, Brother Davis, Strategic Melanin says, peace to you, Brother Davis. Yes, it is sick and wicked. And that's what war does. It displaces families, and you have so many different – think about it. Think about it now. The women are going to be drafted in the war. The men are going to be drafted in the war. Where are the children going to be? Wards of the state. Whew. This is going to be ugly. So we got another caller. Thank you. Definitely want to hear from Peace here. Go ahead, Atlanta.
2 minutes left. You'd like to get in.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
This is Gary C.
Gary, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, brother? What's going on with you?
Good. What's happening? I can't. We're going to be spending some time together, but go ahead, brother.
Indeed. Hey, I just wanted to ask, what is the corporate play on this? I mean, how are these businesses going to function? I mean, because they're just going on like nothing is getting ready to happen. And I'm just curious to what their play is going to be when this thing all goes down.
Great question. And so, I'm looking forward to seeing you, brother, just so you know. So, yes, the corporate play into this whole thing is this, is that corporations now are going to be able to do what? Who is going to actually, yes, in Strategic Melon has said, exactly. Do they already know and have their marching orders? Exactly. They already know. They got their marching orders. They're just not exposing it to everyone else. Let me tell you why this is such a major corporate play. During last, and you use history as a guide, during last World War, remember how Dow Corning became so relevant, how all of a sudden the war saved the overall motor industry, it saved that industry, it saved the steel industry. What did they do? They got new, they were able to rally the country and all these people were working back here. The women were working very hard back here in the factories and everything else. And what did they get to do with that, all that stuff? They were able to, everything that they were creating. One of the first things that happens in war is that what does the government do? It seizes the corporate assets. No, they don't. They think, they make you tell you, they pay them for that. And they can't wait. And they got to pay those corporations huge. This is where you get your giants like IBM and everything else that come up. So the corporate play in this is that they love war because war is good for corporate business. It is huge for corporate business. Just imagine with the news, with the overall propaganda cycle, which no one relies on. There won't be one person that won't be watching the news. They won't be watching reality TV anymore, which ain't reality. They won't be watching that stuff on anymore. What will they be sticking to? Every single person will be watching the news. And they will be watching the news being created in their home front. And this is going to explode. What's the first thing that they're going to do with their overall cell phones and everything? They're going to have so many reporters throughout the whole country, because what is everybody going to do? Ooh, I want to get on Cerebrally Naive Network. Ooh, I'm going to post and all of this is going to just explode. The corporate play with war is great, because then, now, guess what? They're going to have free labor, the creation of assets. They're actually, because the corporations are actually in business. They actually manufacture something. They're going to be manufacturing something without having to pay any labor force for it. Their overall economic strategical position is going to be great, and they're going to be fighting each other, and they're going to be at war with each other to maintain their overall spots. Because believe me, someone is going to try to replace IBM. Someone is going to try to replace, some corporation is going to try to replace that corporation and this corporation, GE and all this other stuff. And their overall, because these wars are multifaceted. The governments, the U.S. government will be fighting among itself. The U.S. military will be fighting among itself. The clandestine operations will be fighting among themselves, as well as whomever they're fighting, because this is what happens in this whole thing. It sets it off. This is, we got to get ready to get out of here. Let's go to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, if you would, brother, jump in.
I was just going to say, Dave, in the middle of everything, you got to remember you're watching the function of the three-city state. What the military yeah. branch of the three-city state does is doing. The banking branch is London. They do what they do. The capital of all corporations, the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., they doing what they do. You just pay attention to the movement.
That's all so, I have so true, say, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, come on. Let's talk in the morning because I want you to come on with me tomorrow if you can, if you're around.
Okay, no problem. You know that's not a problem, Dave. Not a problem at
yes,
all.
Yes, yes. Much love, much respect to you all. Brother Bragg, if you would you get us out of here for the day? It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later.
Peace, peace.
Remember, if you ever notice, I never, ever say goodbye. And I never will say goodbye because I don't resonate that way. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs.